Okay, we're picking up the Gemara, the bottom of Chav Dalet Amud Beis, the very last lines with the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ma'ase Shebo Shneim. So now we're continuing the concept of Kiddush HaChodesh. So once happened that two people came, the two witnesses, Ve'amrinu Re'u Shachris Be'Mizrach. We said they saw the old moon in the morning in the east, now turning on to the next summer, to Chav Hamad Aleph. Ve'arviz Be'marav, and we saw that in the evening it was in the west. So we explained on Chav Amud Beis that the Kilu, that the old moon is only able to be seen in the morning in the east, and the new moon can be sighted in the evening in the west. So here, the witnesses claim to have seen the old moon in the morning and seen the new moon in the evening. So Amar B'Yochanan ben Nuri, it is Shekarim. So B'Yochanan ben said, because based on the Gemara that you need at least a 24-hour period between the disappearance of the old moon and then the reappearance of the new moon, so this would not be possible based on these witnesses' claims. So therefore, they're false witnesses. When these witnesses came to Yavne, Rabban Gamliel accepted them as valid witnesses. So the Gemara is going to explain why he accepted them. On another occasion, two witnesses came. They saw the new moon in its time. We always define it in its time on the 30th day. So they saw it on the 30th day. But the night following, meaning on the next night, the night following the 30th day, that's right, that's called Leil Iburo, is the 30th day, it was not visible. It was not part of the edus of the witnesses. So Mishnah is telling us the night following the day, the witnesses claimed to have seen the new moon. The Beis Din people were looking around. They could not see the new moon. So what happened to Kimel and Gamliel? Gamliel still accepted them as valid witnesses, having and established the 30th day as Rosh Chodesh. So that was Rabban Gamliel Shita. I'm Rabbi Dosib and Hurkanus Eidus Shekram. Rabbi Dorkan Rehosa said, how could you accept them? They're false witnesses. Hayach Ma'idim Ali Isha Shialdam. Would you testify that a woman that says that she's gave birth, the next day you see she's clearly pregnant, they're just comparing to something. Obviously, she's still pregnant, and she didn't give birth. So it's impossible, that just the same thing over here, it's impossible the new moon to appear, and then it comes back towards the sun and be invisible. It doesn't make any sense. So Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, Rohan has to brach, and Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Dosa, Taka, I hear what you're saying. I agree with you that the witnesses are false, and really we should extend Rosh Chodesh the next day to be 30 days. So that's what we're saying over here, and therefore Rabbi Yeshua rejected Rabbi Gamliel's declaration of Rosh Chodesh. He understood that Rosh Chodesh should be the next day. So accordingly, in Rabbi Yeshua's understanding, then all the Chagim would fall out the day afterwards. We're talking about, let's say, Tishrei. This was so. Then Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot would all fall out one day later than the day that Rabbi Gamliel had established as Rosh Chodesh. And Rabbi Yeshua, so Shalach Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel then saw that Rabbi Yeshua disagreed with him, and he sent the following message to him: Gazroni Alecha Shetavo Etzli B'Maklecha Masecha. I had decreed to you that on the day of your day of Biyom Kippur Mishchalios Bishchalosh Mecha, on the day I'm going to come with your walking stick and your money on the Yom Kippur that falls out on your Yom Kippur, meaning according to me the Yom Kippur is the day before. So then, according to you, the day afterwards is Yom Kippur. So on the day after, for me, it's a weekday. I have no problem. I'm going to tell you to come the day after Yom Kippur, which for me was the day after Yom Kippur. But for you, you're understanding that's Yom Kippur. Rabbi Gamliel felt very compelled to assert his authority over here because he wanted to make sure that there was not going to be losses go to there. Was not going to be agudas, people starting to follow Rabbi Yeshua. And even though Rabbi Yeshua was a very big Talmud Chacham, he had to make sure that that's the whole point, that people would start listening to this day. I imagine, you know, we have enough machlokes as is. Imagine we have different days of the year, which day is Yom Kippur, which day is Shabbat. Then Shabbos would be impossible, but you have that in the national date line. Different point. But I'm saying which day was Yom Kippur, all the Chagim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Pesach. Imagine we had different days. So he wanted to stop this. He made sure Rabbi Yeshua came. So why only Rabbi Yeshua? L'chora, Rabbi Dosa also was somebody who was disagreeing with him. So Rabbi Dosa apparently wasn't as chashev. Rabbi Yeshua was more divisive because he was afraid. Rashi points this out, that he was also a gadol ador. So he wanted to make sure that Rabbi Yeshua Dafko was the one who came to him. And halach lo umatzar Rabbi Akiva meitzar. So Rabbi Akiva went and Rabbi Akiva found Rabbi Yeshua distraught. We're going to see, actually, it's a shayla. Gemara is going to ask on this lashon. Is it maybe Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva was distraught? Okay, the pasuk of shayla is clearly that's what Gemara is going to come to maskan anyway. That Rabbi Yeshua is the one who's distraught, but that he saw that he was very sad that he was going to have to violate Yom Kippur. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshli lomad shekol ma she'asar Rabbi Gamliel asi. Whatever Rabbi Gamliel did, even as mistaken, it's going to be still halachically valid. As the pasuk says, Shnemar elahem moade hash. These are the days of festivals of Hashem, the holy days, and you should declare them. That is, whether they're the correct time or not the correct time, these are the chagim. The fact that it says you should call them tikru osam, that Rashi points out, that's indicating that it's all dependent on based in. Even though we disagreed with Rabbi Gamliel's psak, if we're going to start questioning his psak, how are we establishing that today's not really one day off from 500 years ago, or 800 years ago? We have to start being done up every based in from now until Moshe Rabbeinu. As the pasuk says, "Vayal Moshe Aaron Nadav Aviyah V'Shivim Ish." Yisrael. The pasuk says that that Moshe and Aaron, Nadav and Abihu, came with the 70 elders of Israel. And the Gemara asks now, "Lama lo nispar shemesh shloshos zekinim?" So why didn't they explain who these elderly people were? These 70 people. Ela lama shekol shloshos shloshos amda based in al Yisrael. Any three judges that are based in over Klal Yisrael, people accept their psakim. Marei kibased in Nusha Moshe. They're like the authority. They have the authority of Moshe Rabbeinu. How is that? Rashi is explaining based on the Gemara and the Hemshech is that it doesn't explain who these other judges were. We know that there's Eldad, Ameda, Nadav, and Abihu, and Moshe and Aaron. We don't know anyone else. Who else was part of the Sanhedrin? So the whole purpose of not mentioning who the other people were, because if we knew it was like Nachshon ben Amidah, whoever it may have been, we're gonna start comparing all these judges to the 70 people of yesteryear, of the previous generations, and say, oh, look at this. Nobody knows even close to the amount that Moshe Rabbeinu and Eldad and Nachshon, whoever it may have been, was on the basis. And the fact that it doesn't mention who they are, we can't compare them. In Echanami, these people are not nearly as great as Moshe, Aaron, Nadav, and Eldad and Medad, but they're definitely as great as the other people. Maybe they are the same. So that's the whole point of not mentioning them, to assume that they really are like the other people of Basin of Moshe. So what happened after that? He accepted this gzera, natal maklo masa biyado. So he accepted the arguments of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Dosa. Then he took his stick and his money. Valach liyavna etzar Rabbi Gamliel. Then he went to Yavna and Rabbi Gamliel. Biyom shechal yom kippur bechashbon, the day after Yom Kippur, and Rabbi Gamliel's establishing of the calendar. However, the day of Yom Kippur for Rabbi Yeshua, ad amad Rabbi Gamliel unashkal rosh Rabbi Gamliel. Then got up for him. He kissed him on his head. He was so excited. Amr lo baba shalom Rabbi Talmidi. Come in my peace, my master, my Talmud, my disciple, Rabbi Chachma v'Talmidi shekalted by Rabbi Chachma. He learned Torah by him, Rabbi Gamliel. But he was the Nasi, Rabbi Gamliel. So he still says you're a great Talmud Chacham, but still Talmidi shekalted by. But you, my disciple, the fact that you accepted my words, I'm so happy that you accepted my words. Now the Gemara quotes a brisa. Tanya, we learn in a brisa. Amr lein Rabbi Gamliel lechachamim. Rabbi Gamliel said to the Chachamim, who questioned how he could accept these witnesses. I have received a tradition from my grandfather. That was Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken, who was the grandson of Hillel. That sometimes the moon will travel in a longer route, sometimes in a shorter route. The Bryce is telling us that that Rabbi Gamliel is explaining that the speed of the moon's motion is not always the same. Most time in Echanami, it takes 24 hours for the disappearance of the old moon and then the new moon to come out. But occasionally the moon will move at a quicker speed and be visible within 12 hours of the disappearance of the old moon. That's Rabbi Gamliel is assuming that these are not contradictory the witnesses are not contradictory points, and they would be able to accept their testimony. And the Gemara continues, Amar Biyochanan, my time of Rabbi, what's the reasoning of Rabbi's explanation? Where do you have a pasuk that would indicate that it goes faster and shorter? The Gemara says, yes, Asi Erech. Pasuk says he made the mood for appointed times. The sun, for an ordinary person, will know when it's coming. So that's the pasuk. Shemesh Yehuda Yada Mevoa. We know the sun exactly when it's coming. It's constant. Yarech Lo Yada Mevoa. The moon, we don't know exactly when the time it's coming. It's going to be varying in timing, and therefore the pasuk is telling us that the moon is varying in its speeds, and it can come at different speeds. The Gemara says Rabbi Chia Chazil L'Siara. Rabbi Chia once saw an old moon. Dehave Kai Betzafra to Esrim V'Tisha. It was standing visibly in the sky in the morning of the 29th of the month. Shakal Kala Pasach Bei. It took some dirt from the ground, and he threw it up in the moon, and he was explaining, he was upset at the moon. In the morning, tonight, we have to be Mekadosh, you have the Mekadosh Levana, and establish those Rosh Chodesh. Vad kamata hachi. You're standing over here, Zil Iskase, go hide yourself. Because it's talking about, Rashi explains this was happening on the 29th of Elul. There was a need for Beis Din to declare the third day to be Rosh Hashanah, because Yom Kippur should be separated from Shabbos. We learned that's a very important purpose. And the Beis Din was, we'd even sometimes be Ma'ayim Ala Edim, right? They would intimidate the witnesses into testifying that they saw the new moon, potentially. Shem Chia wished that the moon to disappear because it would still remain visible, which was which he assumed it was likely based on the size that he saw it. Beis Din would not be able to employ this, Emas, the Ma'ayim Alayim, to declare Rosh Chodesh as we were supposed to. So therefore, he was upset about this. So Rabbi then said to Rabbi Chia, "Zil le'ein tav ekadosh l'recha. Go to ein tav and mekadosh l'vana." So the new moon had been visible where he was. Rabbi considered that people would criticize him for declaring Rosh Chodesh. So he went to a different city, to ein tav, where the moon had not been visible, and they would not question his kiddush hachodesh. That's one explanation. Rashi does explain that maybe that Rabbi over here, he went to ein tav. We're talking about a time of the Roman persecutions. In which case, Rebbe's own area, they saw the decree, and they were not able to declare it on on where he was. He only, because of Roma Kushan there, he knew it was more quiet. They weren't going to be, the Romans aren't going to find out about it. This lines up with those a little bit more. And he sent him a special signal to Davar Mesol Chavekayim, just like we're like the moon, so to Klai was able to continue. If you say like it's just Metzias, they couldn't see it in the city it was in, then why is he sending them this strange message? So, Lechor, that part is a little bit more Medudic, like Tosus. But anyway, Machokas Rashi and Tosus. The Gemara continues now. Tanar Rabbanu Lerner Braisa. Pamachas Niskashu Shemayim Ba'avin. The one time it became very cloudy, so there was a big overcast. Veniras Demus Levana Be'ezim Vetishan Chodesh, and they saw something which looked like the month and the moon in the 29th of the month. Because from Amlam Rosh Chodesh, everyone thought it was Rosh Chodesh, and that should be declared as Rosh Chodesh. Uvikshu based in Lakacho, and they asked based to declare Rosh Chodesh. They saw what it looked like the moon. Amar Lam Ragliel Kachmul Gamer based Avi Abba. Ragliel said to them, "No, I have a tradition from my Masora, from my fathers, my grandfathers, that what Ein Chidusha Shal Levana Pchusa, that the moon is never less than Me'esim Vetisha Yom Mechta Ushnei Shlusha Shal Hashem Shlosh Chalakim, that 29.5 days, 2/3 of an hour, and 73 Chalakim from the previous moon sighting to the next moon sighting is the minimum amount for it to be the new moon sighting. But also Yom Mesa Ima Shal Ben Zaza, that day the mother of Ben Zaza died. Why are we mentioning this point? Ve'espider on Galil Hesped Gadol, because of Galil came to be Maspider, give her a eulogy. Lemne Shirla Kachach, she wasn't, and he gave a great Hesped, eulogizing her that day, the next day. So because Kadesh Yu Am Leil Shekodesh based in Hakodesh, everybody should know that day had not been established, established as Rosh Chodesh. Rashi defines it as this was actually Rosh Hashanah, and it was Yom Tov, and everyone is giving a great Hesped, so obviously it could not have been Rosh Hashanah that day. Must be Rosh Hashanah was the next day, and everybody should know that he made this great Hesped that Rabbi Gamliel is being Maspid her, that would be an Isser Daraisa. The other Rabbi Shonam are bothered by this point in Rashi. Why are you mentioning that simply it was an implication of Rashi that it was talking about Yom Tov? Why can't you assume it's any Rosh Chodesh? We know there's an Isser, probably the Isser Daraisa also to eulogize somebody on Rosh Chodesh as well. So why wouldn't you just assume it's something regular Rosh Chodesh? Okay, that's interesting why Rashi has to explain that it's Yom Tov, but that's how Rashi explains the Gemara over here. So that's why they did this, in order to make a great eulogy for her, in order that everyone should know that it was not Rosh Hashanah that day. Now the next part of the Mishnah says, Halach, really should be, not Rabbi Kiva, rather, Halach umatzar Rabbi Kiva Meitzar, I saw him distraught. So the Gemara asks, Ibailu, who mentioned this, that me Meitzar, was it Rabbi Kiva Meitzar or Rabbi Yeshua Meitzar? Was Rabbi Kiva distraught over that Rabbi Yeshua was upset, or was it that Rabbi Yeshua Bikaran was the one who was upset? It seems to be pretty clear in the Mishnah, but it could be interpreted that you meant that Halach umatzar Meitzar, maybe Rabbi Kiva was the one who found him upset. So the Gemara is wondering, is that really may have been what goes on over here? So the Gemara says, no, Tashma. Again, to prove that Rabbi Yeshua was the one who was upset, the Tanya of the Braisa tells us the same story, and it says Halach Rabbi Kiva Amatzel Rabbi Yeshua Kshu Meitzar. So explicitly, they found Rabbi Yeshua while he was upset. Amr Lo, so he said, Rabbi Bimnei Mata Meitzar. Rabbi Kiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua. He learned from Rabbi Yeshua. Amr Lo, I said to him, Akiva Roi Lo Shipo Lamita Shemasar Chodesh. I'd rather be sick in bed for 12 months, to violate Yom Kippur. It's Yom Kippur. How can I violate Yom Kippur? I'd rather be sick in bed. Therefore, he can't be gozer me on anything because I'm sick in bed. So Gemara says, Alexor Love Gzira Zod. And rather, I don't want to have this Gzira issue that he should violate the halachas here of Yom Kippur. Amr lo, Rebbe, Tarshini lemar lecha d'varecha arecha shalom tani k'nei. Give me rishus, give me permission to tell you a halacha that you taught me once. Amr lo, Emor, so tell me what it is. Amr lo, he said to him, Arei u omer, the pasuk says, with regards to the designation of the chagim, it says, atem shlosh pamim. The pasuk says, not really atem, but the pasuk says, mu'adei Hashem asher tikru osam. Now osam is written chaser, without a vav. So we learn it, and it's written, that pasuk is written, osam, is written in three different places. That mu'adei Hashem asher tikru osam. So we're learning that we can be dorish atem. It says atem three different times. So atem, we're learning at atem, afilu shogging him, that if you designate Rosh Chodesh, even if you were mistaken, it was an error, that you thought the basin made a mistake, the circumstances, the postponing Rosh Chodesh day 31, they made a mistake, and they declared Rosh Chodesh day early, that's still chal. Atem, afilu mezidim, even when you were on purpose, the basin declared Rosh Chodesh, knowing it was the wrong date, that had a reason to compel them, let's say, to make Rosh Hashanah, not fall out, that Yom Kippur shouldn't fall out next to Shabbos, or something like that. Atem, afilu mu'atim, and you guys, even if you were misled, the wrong date, let's say you had false witnesses, something like that, they didn't declare them false witnesses, and they accepted their testimony, and they declared it Rosh Chodesh, that would be acceptable as the day. So therefore, we're learning from there that whenever they establish Rosh Chodesh, it's going to be applied. The Lashon Hazeh Amr Los, and the following is Rabbi Yeshua replied to him, Akiva Nechamtani. We have this similar Lashon, Akiva Nechamtani. We have this Akiva, Rabbi Kiva, the famous Gemara, the end of Makos. A lot of people see him as the Masech of Makos, the people are familiar with this Gemara. That was bore by the base of Middash, but the Lashon of Akiva Nechamtani, Akiva, you gave us comfort here also. Rabbi Kiva is the one always giving comfort to people. He was able to give him, and he ended up going to him. So this is going on the Mishnah, similar to the Mishnah. Why the names of the elders not mentioned, not specified? Shaloyam Radam's person should say about a particular person in his beast. Oh, look at this. He's nobody compared to the previous of yesteryear. Plonik Moshe Aaron. He's not like Moshe Aaron. Plonik and Aaron. He's like Plonik Elder and Medad. He's like any of these people. Therefore, we don't mention the other 70 were, because maybe in a Chalamid they are. The other 70 were lower, much lower people in stature and in halacha and in understanding. And it doesn't mention them because you could assume that maybe actually the people in your based interaction like the ones that were not mentioned in the Pesukim, and they were of the same caliber. V'yomer, and the Pesuk says, V'yomer Shmuel al-Am, Asher Osa Hashem as Moshe v'Aaron. Shmuel said to the people, Hashem who produced Moshe Aaron. V'yomer v'yishtach Hashem v'sir Baal v'esbadan v'yiftach v'eshmuel. And the Pesuk, after that, in Pasuk Yud Aleph says that Shmuel spoke to people Israel, and then he performed miracles on behalf of these people, and then he mentioned Moshe, Shmuel, and Aaron, and then he mentioned Yerubavel, Badan, and Yiftach, and Shmuel. So the Gemara says Yerubavel is Gidon. Why do they call him Gidon Yerubavel? Because Yosem Riven Baal, he made a fight with Baal. That he made a fight with, but Sukkim says that Gidon made a fight with Baal that belonged to his father. He was called Yerubavel because he was always fighting with Baal and convincing people to accept Hashem. Badan zeh Shimshon, and Badan is Shimshon. Lamna krab Badan, why do they call him Badan? Da aysa midan, because he came from Dan, that was Shimshon. And Yiftach, mashba, Yiftach we know, Yiftach was the father of Shimshon. So that was Yiftach. The Omer in the Pasuk says, Moshe v'Aaron b'chuanel v'shmol b'kori shemol. The Pasuk says that Moshe and Aaron were the Kohadim, they were the people who served as Kohanim, and Shmuel was the one who had Korim and Shemol, and it says Korim l'Hashem v'yanim. It's equated these three significant people, Shmuel, Moshe, and Aaron, to these other important leaders, right? The previous Pesukim was mentioning Yerubavel, Badan, and Yiftach. We're equating them some way to Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel. How is that? Yerubavel, Bedor, Kemoshe, Bedor. Yerubavel, even though it's much lower, in his generation is like Moshe in his generation. Badan, Bedor, Aaron, Bedor. Badan, his generation is like Aaron, his generation. Yiftach, Bedor, Shmuel, Bedor. Yiftach, in his generation, is like Shmuel, Bedor, in his generation. Lamdacha, Shafilo, Kalash, Bekalin, even insignificant. Keep up in Islam, Parnas, Latzibar, had been appointed a leader of the community. Arayu, Ka'abir, Shabiram, he's like a distinguished person, and you should listen to him. Therefore, you should listen to his decrees, listen to him, because he became it for a reason. You should come to Kohanim Levim who are in those days. And Rashi and Chumash quotes this drasha. He's going to have in mind that you should go to a judge who's not in his days, he's not living. So the Gemara says, no, the person comes to a judge in his days, is to teach you that you should view him as you shouldn't further judge him, you should question him, he should be somebody you accept in his days. The Pasuk says, don't look at what was before. And a lot of times the people lament about this also in Europe, the Gedolim that we had in Echanami. Unfortunately, we don't have whatever, but we have to accept the Gedolim that are accepted amongst Klal Yisrael now, just like the previous door, whoever they may have been. So to accept our Gedolim, accept our Talmid Chachamim as the leaders of the nation, and to help us decide which path to go in. Not to Makla, most of the others. Rabbi Shua took his walking stick, and his money, and went to Yavna on the day of Rabbi Gamliel's, on the day which should have been followed out as his Yom Kippur, which was the day after Yom Kippur for Rabbi Gamliel. Tana Rabban the Brisa Tzatz came on Shiroh, so when Rabbi Gamliel saw him, Amar Mikusav Nashka Roshi, gave him a kiss on his head. He got up from his seating and gave him a kiss. Amar Lo, and Rabbi Gamliel said to him, Shalmalecha Rabbi Vitalmidai, peace should be unto you, my teacher and my Talmud, Rabbi Shemtana Torah Barabim. Once you taught me Torah in public before. That the Hagos Yavis points out, where do we see this? That the Rabbi Gamliel taught Torah in public from Yeshua. Okay, but that's what he said. But Talmidei Shani Gozer Lechem Gzira V'Atam Mekayim Ka Talmid, and I give you a decree, and you listen to it like a Talmid. Ashrei Ador Shagadol Neshmem Lektanim. Praise to the generation where the older people listen to the younger people who are less authoritative than them and are less chashuv than them. Kavachomer Ktanim Gdolim. Kavachomer more says that the lesser should listen to the greater. Gemara asks, Kavachomer, is it really Kavachomer that if the greater is listening to the longer person, it sounds like it should be worse. So it's a chiyuvu, kavachomer chiyuvu, it's a chiyuv that the greater people are listening to the lower people, everyone should listen to the gedolim. And verses no ella mitosh gedolim nishman gedolim, that the gedolim, they submit themselves to the authority of the younger, of the lesser people. No sim tana kavachomer batzim, the people are going to apply the kavachomer to themselves. They're definitely going to submit to that level. You know, it started with Moshe, that there was once a person who came to speak in his yeshiva. And I think it was, I don't know if Moshe ever learned English, but this was definitely the two in the beginning, when he definitely didn't know English. And this Rav gave a whole Shal Shadis Drasha in English. And they saw Rav Moshe looking at the Rav with like an intense concentration, as if Mamashi understood every single word that he said. Literally like intense thinking about it, learning, as if Mamashi was paying attention to every single word that this Rav was giving the Shal Shadis. And so afterwards, Talmidim asked him, or whoever it was, people were close with him, his children, whoever it may have been, asked him, did you know English? you know what he's talking about. You know what he said. He didn't understand a word. But he felt if the Talmidim saw that he wasn't really paying attention to him, then they wouldn't pay any attention. So to give him cover to Torah, and that would be a zilzul and cover to Torah. So he paid attention. He really, the Talmidim would see him paying such close attention, for sure they would pay attention. Same thing with Rav Nevin Sol Shlita, the Mechayim Lemezer. Rav Nevin Sol has seen many times the people that he will walk into the base medrash and tiv sometimes, and someone's giving a shir, and he sits there and mamash focuses on the person and listen to that shir, because it's a cover to Torah for that person. If they see Rav Nevin Sol paying attention, for sure, then how much more so we should be paying attention. With that, we finish off. Hajjalach Yemina Makirim, Hajjalach Yemina Makirim, Hajjalach Yemina Makirim. That's the next parak now. The third parak is going to discuss the very beginning for like a daf or so. We're going to discuss the Kiddush HaKodesh, and we're going to get into finally the lachas of Rosh Hashanah, the name of the Masechta. We're going to discuss the lachas of actual Rosh Hashanah, of Yashoifer, etc. So the Mishnah is talking about the lachas of the Hemshech of Kiddush HaKodesh. So it's first establishing that the 30th day can be Rosh Chodesh only if it is made before nightfall. We saw that already, the reference to this Mishnah earlier. Ro based in Vechol Yisrael. If based in Kol Yisrael saw the new moon, and we're going to ask why you have to mention the Kol Yisrael saw it also. We'll get to that. Nechkeru Adim and the witnesses were interrogated. However, Lo speak over Mekudesh, but they did not have the chance to actually proclaim it. Mekudesh, that is sanctified. And Shechashishcha until it grew dark. By the month is still going to be established as full, meaning that the previous month will be 30 days and Rosh Chodesh would not be until the next day, would not be established as Rosh Chodesh. Ra'ol, based in Bilvad, however, if the court saw the new moon, so what do they do if they're the only ones who saw it? Yamdu Shnaim, so two of them should stand up. The Ayid B'Fnaim should testify before the others. Since there was no witnesses other than members of the court, two of them have to be the Edim, and the other ones can be the ones that they testify in front of them. The Yamr Mekudesh, Mekudesh, they'll proclaim it that it's Kaddish, it is Rosh Chodesh. Ra'ul Shlosha, if three people saw the new moon, Vehain based in, and they are the members of the Sanhedrin Gadol. Yom Dushnai, the two of them should stand ready to testify. V'yoshiva mechavrein meitzal yachid, and should seat two, the other, the chachamim, besides a single judge. V'yaid b'fneim, they should designate the two designated witnesses, should testify before them, three judges, that, with the appearance of the new moon. So then it's going to be the base. V'yomer mekudesh, mekudesh, they should declare it. Mekudesh, mekudesh, she'ena yachid emar de'atzma, because an individual is not trusted on his own to proclaim Rosh Chodesh. That you need to have three people. A single judge is not qualified to proceed over to declare a new moon. However, you need two others to join him. Rashi indicates that maybe an expert would be only possible to actually to claim it. He may accept the testimony, and once he sees it valid, he could just bring two people and say Mekudesh with them. They don't actually have to hear the edus. That's the mashmos of Rashi. So the Gemara says now, Lama li lemisnei ra'u based in v'chol Yisrael. Why do you have to mention that the courts are all of Klal Yisrael? Why do you have to mention this point? The first case, the new moon can be Mekudesh at night. So then you don't have to mention that Klal Yisrael saw it. So the Gemara says rather itzrich that all of Klal Yisrael is needed to mention why Sakalei Tachamim, because I would have thought, however, all based in Vichol Yisrael, the fact that all Yisrael saw it, then in Parsim May, its appearance, the 30th, has become well known. Velo Leubra, and they should not make the old month full, meaning they should not extend Rosh Chodesh till the next day, because they didn't declare it. So therefore, because everyone knew about it, so everyone's going to assume it was Rosh Chodesh the previous day, maybe retroactively you would have held that it's okay. Kamashman, we're teaching you that informing us that the official Mekudesh is absolute requirement, and therefore if you missed it, you're not liable to retroactively. Seemingly, that's what the Maskana of the Gemara. The Rambam is a whole problem, because Rambam holds that you're allowed to do it retroactively, so how does he explain this Gemara? This is very problematic. The Griz is a famous Chiddush about this Rambam, but Betzim, that's what the Gemara seems Kipshuto coming out, that you're not allowed to retroactively declare Rosh Chodesh. Now the Gemara says, V'chivan t'tana lei ra'u basin v'choyso. Now once the Tana tells us that the court and all Yisrael saw the new moon, nechkeru re'edim lamali. Why do you have to mention that the Edim were interrogated? Why? What detail is that adding? The Gemara says, "Halachi Gamar." This is what the phrase of the second point is saying, that inami nechkeru edim, if the court witnesses were already interrogated before the Shkia, before it became nighttime, and yet they didn't have Veloy Spiku Lomar Mekudesh Ad Shechashicha, but yet they didn't have sufficient time to establish it and say Mekudesh Mekudesh before it was nighttime, Harezim Ubar, then the month will be considered full, and that's the Chiddush over there, that even though they accepted their Aedis during the day, since it was not proclaimed till nighttime, it is not acceptable. So the Gemara says, V'kema detana ad shechashicha reizim ubar. But since the Tana taught us in the first case, we didn't manage to declare it until it grew dark, then the next month is full. Lama le lemisne chakiras ha'edim klal. Why do I need to teach the case involving an interrogation of witnesses at all? Why do I have to mention that? Even if the case was involving formal witnesses as a separate one, it's still going to be extra. The first case the Mishnah taught us, even where the entire moon was observed by the new moon on the 30th, based in establishment of the fact that it is Kadosh, cannot occur at nightfall. So certainly the case where it applies, where the moon was observed only by a few people. So why do I have to mention that? So the Gemara says, Itzrich, I have to mention it because I would have thought that the fact that they interrogated the witnesses during the daytime would be the beginning of the din of the established of the day of Rosh Chodesh, Mekudesh Mekudesh Gemar din, and then the Gemar din of establishing it as Mekudesh Mekudesh is only the Gemar din. But the Kach Beleda. So then, since you started the din by daytime, I would have thought it's Kodesh, even if you just proclaim it, because that's only a formality, proclaiming it at nighttime. So we would have thought that as long as it's done, the month doesn't necessarily become full, as long as it's Mekudesh by night. Midavya, Dinimamos, similar to what the halacha is, by Dinimamos, when it comes to the din of Dinimamos, which is only required of three people, that what I would assume is allowed to be done by nighttime. It's not always learned. Dinimamos, Dinimamos, the monetary litigation has to be starting by day. But Gomer Balayla, if you finish it at nighttime, that's okay, you can give up Psak Din at nighttime. The Gemara learns it out from the Astira, because it says, right, it should be B'chol Eis, it should be able to judge at any time, and the other Pasuk says, B'yom Menchilos Bana, B'yom. So which is it? So the Gemara understands that if you start it by day and you finish by night, that's okay. The Gemara says, "Halkanami makachim b'leila." So too, I would have thought that you can complete the interrogation by nighttime, if you started by day. So therefore, Kamashlan, the Mishnah is teaching that Chiddush, that the sanctification has to be done dafka before nighttime, just like the actual Haschalas Adin, And that's the case over here. The Gemara says, maybe it's a good point. Maybe Kiddush HaKodesh should be able to conclude it at nighttime. Why are we assuming that it's like Dinei Mamonos for this establishment? The Gemara says, Amar Krukos, the Pasuk says, Ki Chol Kli Yisrael Mishpat Lelo Yaakov. The Pasuk says that it's a statute for Yisrael, a judgment for the God of Yaakov. Emas HaVeichok, when is it a statute? Ki Gemara Din, only when the Kiddush HaKodesh is actually at the month when it's proclaimed. When the time when it's proclaimed, V'kai Kra Rechman Ar Mishpat, and the Torah is calling it a Mishpat, a judgment. A Mishpat is implicating Ma Mishpat Yom, that a judgment has to be done only by daytime. So since we learn from the pasuk b'yom and chilas banav, is a mishpat is only done by day. So too, the proclamation which we're defining as mishpat has to be only done by daytime; it cannot be done by nighttime. Then the Mishnah continues the next point of the Mishnah. Ra'u based in Yam Dushnayim v'ya'idu b'fneim, that the court alone saw the new moon, that they should judge and testify before the other witness. Gemara says, why do you have to do this? V'amai lo le'avet shmiya gedolim ri'ya. Why do you have to? The two judges have to serve as witnesses. Let them just declare Rosh Chodesh and the fact that they own saw it, and they just say mekudesh mekudesh. Why do you have to assume that they're doing that? Why do they have to then be the edim? So we're assuming that they saw the Shmiya Gedolah Miriah. So where's Amar Bezir? In Achanami, right? Kigon Sharoba Laila. We're talking about a case, the Mishnah is talking about the judges saw the new moon at nighttime when they're not authorized to be Mekadesh. And then the next morning, they're doing it through witness. They're being witnesses. And then they would have to establish it through their testimony. But in Achanami, it comes out seemingly that if they saw it by daytime, then it would be allowed to be just, if they just all saw it, they would be allowed to say just Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Ra'u Shlosha Vein Basin. If three people saw the new moon and they are the members of the Sanhedrin, Yamdu Shnaim, so then two of them should stand testifying. Vyoshiva Mechavim until Yachid. And they should sit two other judges from amongst their friends to be the judge, and the two designated witnesses to testify before the three judges regarding the appearance of the new moon. And Gemara says, the same thing over here. Why don't we assume that the judgment, that the fact that they saw it, should not be greater than the fact that they saw it themselves? So then, in which case, they don't have to do this whole process. Maybe we're talking about over here that they saw it by nighttime. So then, this is the same case as we saw before, that why do you have to mention twice that they saw it by nighttime? And the chiddush is that the next day they would have to do it in front of the other colleagues in Beis Din. So the Gemara says, Seifa Eser Chalei. So the other part of the case is needed because the Ein Le'achid Nema Na'idei Atzmo. The Chiddush is, in a Chanami, that if they saw it by daytime, they wouldn't need to do this whole process because Lo Sei Ria Shmiya Gedolah Me'iria. That if they see it, in a Chanami, they don't need to do this whole process. Only we're talking about when they saw it at nighttime, and the Chiddush is that you can't have the other Yachid, the guy who's the expert, to judge by himself. And why would I have thought the expert allowed to judge by himself? Because Halka Deit Chamina, I would have thought, Ho'il V'tanya, we learn in a Braisa, Dina Memos V'Shosha, monetary cases are judged by three. By a Mumcha the Rabbim, and if the person was an expert, Dana Fila B'Yachid, and there's opinions on Hedron that holds it, that's even Deraisa. So therefore here also, Hachanami Nekacha B'Chidi, also here, you should be able to do it by an individual expert who everyone agrees is an expert and accept his testimony. Kamash Mulan, the Tan is telling us that the latter case of the Kiddush HaKodesh requires a minimum of three judges. The Gemara says, Ema Hachanami, maybe you're allowed to also use just like by Dina Mamonos, by monetary claims, you can use one expert who is accepted by everybody. So too, you can accept by Kiddush HaKodesh one expert. So Gemara says, "In lecha mumcha the Rabbi Yisrael Yosef Moshe Rabbeinu." But you can't, because the pasuk we reference. So who was the one who was mekadesh the first chodesh was Moshe, and Moshe was with Aaron. Vekamar lekadosh baruch hu ad ika Aaron be'adach. You need Aaron as well. So Moshe was not enough to make kadosh chodesh. Therefore, it was not enough to do just him. And we know that in based in shakel teaches you there's a third one. Dechsev Yomer Hashem and Moshe ve'Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim lemar chodesh lechem. It was given to Aaron as well this month of Kiddush HaChodesh. Interesting. The pasuk doesn't say who's the third judge then? Was it Ein Beis Din Shakel? There must have been a third there to create this Kiddush HaChodesh. There must have been a Beis Din. And so who it was, I'm not sure. I don't know if you have a midrash like that. It'd be interesting to note who this third person was on the first Kiddush HaChodesh of Klal Yisrael. So the Mishnah's last two cases is teaching us that a judge who saw the new moon could also be one who serves as a witness, even though he's potentially able to serve as a witness. So Gemara now is getting to the main of Aiden Asadayan. Is that to say that if you have a potential witness, because let's say that there was like five of them who saw it, so they were all potential witnesses to establish the Kiddush HaKodesh. You're only using two of them, and the rest can be the Beis Din. So the Gemara asks, is that a potential witness allowed to be a judge? Leman Masiz look, Rabbi Akiva, maybe our Mishnah does line up with the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. This sounded out because we learn in a Brace that Rabbi Akiva tells us that if you have a Sanhedrin, Shiro, Echad Sharkas, and Nefesh, a Sanhedrin, they witnessed the person who killed someone, or someone else who violated the Shabbos, or something that was an Isser Misa. And they have to judge it. So now what's halacha? Miktasa nasu edim. So then a portion of the judges are made the witnesses. You need really only two of them. And then miktasa nasu dayanim, and the other ones are going to be made the judges. So what happens is you have, let's say, a court of 23. So two of the judges are going to be the witnesses. You have to replace them and put two more and have a judge of 23 to be there to be the verdict whether the chayav misa or not. That's the Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Kiva says, no, kula nasim edim. All 23 of them, or whoever is involved, are all going to be made witnesses or potential witnesses. They're not allowed to be a judge in that case. So Rabbi Kiva is telling us that they're not allowed to be a judge because even though they're not testifying physically, but since they're able to testify, since they're physically able to testify, they're potential witnesses, that also passes them from judging. So also, since they all saw the Kiddush HaChodesh, they all saw the moon, they should all be puzzled on the fact that they're all potential witnesses. So Dr. Gemara, Afilu Tamer Rabbi Kiva, even you could assume that our Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, Adkan Lamaka Rabbi Kiva Ha'asam Ela B'din Nefashas. Rabbi Kiva's halacha is only with a potential case with regards to capital offenses, because Rechman Amar Veshavtu Eda Ve'atzilo Eda. The Pasuk says that you should try to save the guy who was being killed, Vetzilo Se'eda, famous concept of Vetzilo Se'eda, that's where Chozer and other witnesses, if he says, all the dinim in the Gemara and Sanhedrin and Makkos talk about that we try to be Matzil, the person from the capital punishment. But if the judges are actual saw witness the killing, and now they're going to become the judges on the case, they're never going to be Melamed Zchus. They're never going to look for his Zchus because they saw Mamash the murder take place. There's no evidence for him. So therefore, they shouldn't be the ones who are going to be judging on the capital punishment. Of Al-Hakha, with regards to Kedesh HaChodesh, Afilo Rabbi Akiva Modim. Rabbi Akiva would actually concede that a judge who's a potential witness, someone who's a potential witness, would be allowed to join in the Beis Din. And what comes out from here is that a potential Einas HaDayin would not be a problem in with regards to Kiddush HaChodesh. Okay, Be'ezras Hashem, finally, we're picking up now, already on Chavav now, already starting Kol Shavuot Rosh Kshirim. We'll get into the halachas of more Rosh Hashanah in Yadim, Be'ezras Hashem, and have a wonderful day. I'll pick up from there tomorrow.